USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to strip Russia of its most favored nation trade status and is set to back President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports. The House is expected to approve both bills. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for COVID-19, a spokesman for the California Democrats saying she is currently asymptomatic. Pelosi is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice. Mexico has replaced China as a dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across into the United States.
And since the People's Republic of China scheduled fentanyl-related substances, U.S. law enforcement now assesses most fentanyl seized in the United States is manufactured in Mexico.
That's State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh. He told a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The Senate will be voting Thursday on the confirmation of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. She's expected to be confirmed.
Today is a culmination for one of 6 weeks where this chamber has examined and debated and questioned Judge Jackson on her record and her qualifications.
Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying Jackson is exceptionally qualified and thoughtful. Republicans believe she's soft on crime. After an investigation, the CDC is giving the thumbs up to bagged salad.
The investigation into contaminated bagged salad by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is over. The CDC's reopened investigation into bagged salad found packaged salads and lettuce sold by Dole made people sick. 18 people were sickened in 13 states. 3 died. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration has indicated it will be lifting Title 42 authority at the U.S.-Mexico border towards the end of May. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells America's Newsroom that Democrats' border policies are causing a crisis.
They think the role of our government at the border is to facilitate illegal aliens enter the country, to make them get in faster and relocate them more easily, as opposed to actually protect our borders.
Title 42 is an authority invoked by former President Trump that denied illegal immigrants the chance to claim asylum over public health concerns. A licensed naturopathic doctor from Napa, California, has pleaded guilty to selling more than 200 fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. The cards make it look like her customers had taken the Moderna vaccine. Yesterday, she also pleaded guilty to selling fake COVID-19 immunization pellets that she claims would offer a lifetime of protection from the virus. Those living on the East Coast all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico need to brace for yet another busy hurricane season. Researchers at Colorado State University have released their outlook and, for a third year in a row, an above-average season is predicted. The annual forecast does not predict if any of the storms will make landfall, though. Hurricane season begins in June and lasts through November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.